Welcome to the official GearyGirl.com podcast. This is a special in-flight intro that you're listening to right now, so that explains all the extra noise. I'm also testing out a new little microphone and earbuds combo that I had to buy at a Best Buy vending machine at the airport because I forgot my earbuds at home. That'll teach me to take an early flight, right? Anyway, without further ado, I wanted to let you know we'll be talking to Adam von Rothfelder today. Really cool guy I met at the PCC in Minneapolis. We had recently. So he has very amazing skills as an athlete, as a model, and he's also been a pro MMA fighter. So he's got a lot of really cool things to say. I hope that you're going to enjoy this, and I'll be checking in later. The reason I'm on an airplane is I'm going up to meet with Amber Lee, and we're going to go down and actually up to But my geography of New England is a little off, unfortunately. Anyway, we're going to go see Zach Evanesh and check out one of his half-day workshops and see what his gym's all about. So it should be a good time, and I'll be checking in later.
And this is Adam von Rothfelder joining us on the podcast. And he recently attended the PCC with us up in Minneapolis and did a great job. We were all very impressed with Adam, both with his athletic ability and also with, you know, just some of the ideas and fun conversations that we had, you know, on the breaks and, sharing of interests. So anyway, Adam, you, as everyone will know very soon, because there will be an interview coming out on Dragon Door, but you've got a very interesting career path and, I don't want to give away too much from the interview, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you've used kettlebells, for over 12 years, and then, you know, probably body weight, I would assume, most of your life?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I would say I probably started using, legitimate body weight training by the age of 5 years old. My parents had me in a gymnastics program in a, for like a competitive track. So like trying to get kids together to be competitive in boys gymnastics. And so I was at a place called Altheus Gymnastics.
Cool.
From the age of like 5 to, I think 12.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny. I have some great pictures of me wearing like singlets with my little, leotard and, purple and white with our colors. Hilarious. I mean, it was such like an 80s thing. It's like, oh my God.
That's funny.
But looking back, huh?
You should totally put one of those up for like a throwback Thursday.
I should. I got to look through my mom's filing cabinet. That is an awesome idea. I totally should do that.
Yeah, that'll go viral.
Yeah. It's, I look back at it though, and I mean, certain things just with body weight training have always been like of course, why couldn't you walk on your hands?
Right.
You know, like that, because that was just something that, at a young age that I was doing already with, gymnastics. And mm-hmm. In our interview, I talked about, watching Bruce Lee and getting into karate and the type of calisthenics that are within karate and the punching and the kicking is, mm-hmm. I mean, that's calisthenics, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So it's been a long road, and it's been like all fun until mm-hmm. like it became a little bit of a job with fighting, and mm-hmm. I learned a lot with that, and now I'm just back to training for myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. We all really enjoyed the PCC. What was like your favorite, I guess, part of the PCC?
Oh man. I would have to say the community that literally, how great everybody was. I mean, it was such a strong group of individuals, enthusiasts to fitness professionals, people ranging from team like Alex Duchek, I mean, that awesome hand balancer that,
yeah.
I mean, the kid was just great at, what he did. And, there was a cop that was in his, late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude was doing one-handed push-ups, like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And everybody in between.
Right.
You know, including myself in there. And it was great because there was so much insight and so much kinship between all of us, like instantly, because we all have this awesome passion for bodyweight training and seeing what we can really do with ourselves. So the relationships, I take the relationships from it. That was amazing.
Oh yeah. Like, cause I remember a couple of times you and I were having conversations. Oh my God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh yeah. And then, you know, we kind of both realized that's pretty unusual, but that was happening like every other second with everybody there. Cause you know, this were just, you know, top enthusiasts and trainers and, you know, professionals of all kinds.
Right. Right. You're the superstar at your gym, but then you're meeting the superstars of other gyms.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's like, yeah, then, and it was all people that were just, they were all very, they all had these great parts about them. Some of them, you know, were complete packages where they just had these ultimate strength of bodyweight training and a lot of experience. I mean, like, and Danny and Al, I mean, Al and Danny, I mean, you with the, everything about you guys, you practice what you preach, and it was a great representation of PCC.
Yeah, I thought so too. And, you know, I've been, you know, at several of these workshops, and they just keep getting better and better. It's so much fun. So what are you working on right now in terms of body weight?
What I realized was my weakness was, and it's always been my weakness, is a muscle up. I hurt my shoulder, and I just kind of lacked a range of motion in my left side, and it's kind of caused an imbalance on my right where I get some pains in my right shoulder from time to time. So I've really been focusing on mobility really for the last 3 years with owning my gym. It's one of my, you know, the biggest things that I preach is, you know, posture and, you know, keeping a neutral position and opening up the chest. And so what I really like the idea of working on the back levers and my bridging. My lower back was not where it should be. I don't. That's not my strength.
Right.
And I really like the way that it opened up my chest. I felt like it really opened up my shoulders.
No, the bridges are great for that. And when you and I both say bridges, we're actually referring to the entire progression, you know, leading to them, and then also beyond, at least.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, that was a great thing about PCC was the regression progressions and showing, you know, starting from the ground, doing that PNF with the, you know, pushing on it, getting a little higher and, you know, switching from like a one arm to a one arm, one leg. You know, it's awesome. I've been already using it with a client. I have this girl, Sabrina, that I train, and I was like, you know, I'm like, you have a great back bridge. I'm like, let's put, you know, like get it up, you know, full wheel.
Right.
And she's all the way up and awesome extension. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, all right, here, you know, hit your glutes a little tighter and lift up your right arm. She's like, no way. I'm like, you can do it. Believe me.
Right.
And she lifts her arm and she's like, oh my God. I'm like, now lift your opposite leg. I'm like, I feel like you have this.
Mm-hmm.
And she lifted it up, and boom, there she was, holding the two-leg full wheel, you know, two-point full wheel. I'm like, you know, she was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So she is going to do PCC now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
She's pumped. So she said she also wants to do the RKC, so I think she's going to come with me to do the RKC with St. Paul.
And speaking of RKC, you know, I don't want to, you know, embarrass you too much, but you're doing great with the kettlebells. Yeah, that's the thing about RKC and about PCC and about, you know, all the kind of very mindful training that, you know, you've done in the past and present is that there's all of these little intricacies, these little nuances that can really just kind of take the movement and athletic performance, you know, kind of to the next level. And that's definitely, you know, the case with you. And this is kind of, I'm glad that you were able to call today because this is a funny, you have the same kind of issue that a lot of my male clients have and some female clients have too, where you'll come into the training so strong that if you use kind of the default kettlebell, you know, you can get away with things. You know, one of my cues for that that happens a lot is, okay, well, just humor me and pretend like this is heavy. Down the road, it's always worth it, you know, getting that movement pattern foundation. You know, just because you can do something, it's like, okay, we're in acting class again.
Right.
Hey, look, I know you can swing that thing into orbit, okay? But we're going to work on the control to get it just to here. And that's one of the ideas that I have behind some of the weirdest workouts that you'll see on my site, where it'll be a kettlebell swing workout, and there's two kettlebells. One is 10 pounds, one is 106 pounds. The challenge is to make the swings, two-hand swings of both kettlebells, essentially match, to use the same technique, the same kind of rooting, but also to keep control of them. So it's a real interesting mental and physical challenge at that point. That would be a fun one to do with you, actually. I think you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Did you see that video I posted of me juggling the two kettlebells?
When did you post that?
I posted on Facebook, also on Instagram, at AVR Inc. is my Instagram. I do a lot of interesting things, type of explosive push-ups. I was juggling two kettlebells. It was my first time I ever tried. I was like, I might as well get up.
Yeah, just in case, you know, it's like, keep the camera rolling.
Keep the camera rolling, right? Exactly. Well, you know, after having that Skype session with you, going over some kettlebell techniques.
Right.
You know, it was kind of leading up to that day, and I was like, I want to swing some kettlebells. And then I saw this video about Mark Degrassi swinging two kettlebells. Mm-hmm. And swinging one kettlebell and slipping it. So I tried it, and I got it on film that morning. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, well, how does two feel? So I started flipping two, and I'm like, man, this is an awesome hand-eye coordination drill. You know, this is like a great thing for like a baseball player, a hockey player, who has to go from this like hit back crouch style position, pop up, catch two kettlebells, drop back down with it, and, you know, have that power.
I just thought of something that you've got to have at your gym. There's an RKC named Gus Peterson, and he has put together some incredible kettlebell juggling combinations, and he has a workshop. So I'm going to give you his information, and I'll also link it below. But yeah, he's come up with a whole, you know, entire system. I interviewed him probably a little over a year ago, and he has just built up an amazing level of neuroplasticity and actually recovered from a stroke. And now, like, I never knew that he'd even had a stroke in the first place. But he's doing stuff that you would just love, because you'll see him swing two kettlebells up and they'll rotate midair in a lateral way, both going different directions. And it's out of control. It is so cool. And I think you would just absolutely go nuts over it.
You know, it's funny because Grace Menendez, bodyweight superstar herself, she was like, Gus Peterson, check this guy out.
Yeah.
And she commented on my video. And so then I was like, oh, who's Gus Peterson? And I found him. So I friended him on Facebook. I don't know if he accepted yet or not, but, you know, I would love to actually be connected with him for a workshop. That would be that'd be great. You'll definitely have to introduce me.
Absolutely.
Via the intranet.
Yes, because he's a really super cool guy, and his wife does it too, and she's really just amazing with it. Just the amount of just eye-hand coordination that they've both developed. And he'll get like on an endo board and juggle kettlebells. And it's like...
Yeah, like almost like Paul Check, right?
Yeah.
Standing on a stability ball, pressing two 55-pound kettlebells like it's nothing. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, if he was my dad, I'd be like, get down from there before you hurt yourself.
Right, and it's like, whoa!
I mean, he's, you know, he completely disproves that you get weak when you get old. I mean, that's not the case. It's you lose mobility, which you lose functionality, and you lose strength through your range of motion. And I mean, you can keep it if you keep working on it. If you live the life, you know, I mean, it's funny, you know, I've never really talked about, you know, the fact that every time I go back to barbells, I mean, that's when I hurt myself.
Oh.
You know, it's always this, you know, you go back to barbells and you start bench pressing again, or you start doing military presses or squats, and, you know, with weight, and all of a sudden you start getting a lot of tightness in your shoulders. And,
right.
You know, that's what I get. And, and just a lot of tension. And, so it's like, I don't want to go back to barbells ever again. I mean, other than a deadlift, which I just will never give up, because I just love picking up a lot of weight. I mean, nothing feels better than throwing 450 plus on a bar and doing some reps. You know, I mean, it's a great feeling.
That's a pretty great number you got going there too. That's, you know, I mean, I don't know how much you weigh, but
I'm 198 pounds.
Wow.
You know, my PR actually, I mean, is it's quite a bit higher than that, 450. Right. I'm built for deadlifting. I have shorter legs, longer arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a better advantage point based on leverage, which, you know, we learned a lot about at PCC. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it totally makes sense with why I can deadlift as much as I can for, you know, how small I am.
Huh.
In the sense of, you know, big guys that lift a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, I don't actually do barbell training much at all. I mean, I just don't really have, you know, the setup for it at all. So I've been pretty much doing exclusively kettlebell and body weight for several years now. I mean, occasionally, you know, a friend of mine will be like, hey, it's Friends Day, come to the gym with me and we'll, you know, see how much we can bench. And I have to be able to bench at least my body weight or I get upset, which hasn't happened in a very long time. So, you know, I'll bench my weight a couple of times and it's like, okay, oh, they don't have regular pull-up bars here. Oh, we have to go now. You know?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think that is that's a mental thing. I mean, you're solid. I mean, like when you're demonstrating and stuff. I mean, you have a really solid build. And I mean, I think that's what comes from like from doing kettlebells and from doing body training is you just get really just very dense and you're very structurally sound for what you're doing, which is, you know, putting your skeletal system in, you know, in line and using impact and force and creating a lot of mobility, which is going to open up your fascia, and which is going to let your muscles, you know, develop a little bit more. And I mean, that's a thing that people really overlook.
Yeah. Oh, and I just wanted to add real quick, if you do end up in a gym that just has the handles, and, you know, you're reasonably advanced, a really good way to get around the problem of the stupid handles is to borrow a page from Convict Conditioning 2. And, you know, most of these places have those hand towels. And what I will do is toss one over my shoulder, like my left side, because I'm right-handed, and I'll very carefully jump up to the handles, hang on with just the right. I'll pull the towel off my left shoulder and kind of quickly pop it around the other handle. So I can kind of get a little bit more freedom from it by grabbing that little short towel and doing pull-ups that way. And of course, you want to do it on both sides because it's going to be a little bit uneven and a little bit advanced. But, you know, the only warning with that is, well, there's two warnings with that. One, don't do it before you're ready. And two, be prepared to stop time in that gym because chances are, even if you're really quiet about it and do it in a corner, people will detect that something unusual is happening.
I used to do, I always find myself doing like prison pull-ups, like underneath the table.
Yeah.
Like the desks are always perfect at hotels for like sitting under and like putting your hand on top of the table and just doing like bed style pull ups, you know, bunk bed pull ups. It's like I had a bunk bed as a kid, so I always did pull ups.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I was going to say, you know, your gym, I don't know if everybody caught on or not, but Adam and I did a little bit of a Skype session yesterday, nothing too formal, mainly, hey, show me this, 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 and this. All right, that looks awesome. Here, just do a little bit more of this and that. And, you know, that was basically our session. But during that.
Which I will say it. That was my first time ever having any instruction from anybody in my entire life on a kettlebell. Not an honor to you, but in honor of the fact that I know that you know what you're talking about. It's, I was like, all right, I'm like, this is somebody who I'll let tell me something about kettlebells. So it was interesting. So I had to be open-minded. I never had anybody ever tell me anything about a kettlebell.
Well, awesome. I never would have guessed that. I mean, you're doing a really great job. And again, your proprioception is really just off the chart. You know exactly where you are in space. And that right there, you know, really is a super advantage pretty much for everything. And like just coordination. Now, I was going to talk about your gem a little bit too. You know, well, before Adam and I really got started, you know, going through the RKC6 kettlebell exercises, I got a little bit of a Skype tour, basically kind of carry the laptop around and let me look at stuff. And you've got a really cool looking gem, complete with art on the walls. I guess, you know, if you go ahead and give people your location and sort of let us know, you know, what inspired you to open a gym with that kind of awesome look and feel.
Basically, drenched me. It happened after my fighting career. Mm-hmm. I moved back from California. I moved out there to LA so I could try to recover from a shoulder injury.
Right.
And the shoulder never came exactly where I thought it would be. So I took it as an opportunity to go into something else. And I really got into surfing at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was very inspiring to me. I had moved back to Milwaukee. My dad got sick. Mm-hmm. And I was working as a doorman. Mm-hmm. And I had this idea for a gym. And it was based off of urban elegance. Okay. The idea that I could take graffiti and put it in an elegant space, street art, mm-hmm. lowbrow art, mm-hmm. and create this gym without mirrors that mm-hmm. develops an intrinsic healing instead of this external, which people are focusing on the negatives, like, oh, this mirror makes me look fat, or, you know, my stomach, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I try to create, like, this positive atmosphere through, you know, beautiful art and through brick design. I bring a lot of natural woods in. And at the same time, I'm a bit of a conservationist where it's like 80% of the material used on the product was all refurbished.
Wow.
Beams that I had resurfaced. Mm-hmm. And I built my own wood rig out of 8x8 beams.
Nice.
So CrossFit gyms, eat your heart out. yeah. You know, and it's awesome. I mean, it's this amazing lumber rig with like mm-hmm. huge pieces of steel, like structuring the wood together, and big bolts, and we have TRXs hanging from it, heavy mm-hmm. bags. I teach Muay Thai and TRX, and you know, body weights, a lot of kettlebell. It's a class called Kettle Fit. Mm-hmm. So we combine body weight with kettlebells.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a body weight type flow mm-hmm. that's kind of reminiscent of yoga, but all more strength training style stuff, and lead it into kettlebells. And it's a good class, and it's a really, really a very fast growing gym. I mean, 3 years ago, I opened it up in an 800 square foot space, just a single room, and I have 6 wood weight curved treadmills mm-hmm. for the one of the simplest calisthenics of them all, but one of the hardest, which is running.
Right.
And they're the most natural treadmills, because that's very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I love working out barefoot. I encourage it, but I don't demand it. Mm-hmm. Some people feel comfortable with their shoes on. You know, mm-hmm. I encourage minimal shoes
mm-hmm.
During their training period. And they're all kinetically driven. You know, I don't want to use all this power and running all these, you know, electronic treadmills. So
right.
I went with Woodweight Curves, which are made right here in Wisconsin.
A great
company. And yeah, I mean, they're an amazing company. I mean, they make the best treadmills in the world. Huh. I mean, they really, really do. It's incredible. They hired me to work at their trade show, and there was all these people. They were engineers, you know, they were taking like spec photos of like the internal working of the Woodweight Curve. And it was like 2 years ago, and now they came out with one overseas. It's kind of funny.
Huh.
But, you know, when it comes down to it, Drench has now moved into a 5,000 square foot space.
Wow.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, which we've always been. That's, you know, something I want to stay true to. Mm-hmm. We are Milwaukee urban development, you know, gym. We want people to create a community around downtown Milwaukee based on fitness
okay.
and based on wellness and based on, you know, bettering the neighborhood of, you know, the West Town area. Mm-hmm. I mean, our address is 135 West Wells. Mm-hmm. We're in the Germania building, which is this incredibly, you know, historic building that has been, you know, kept well, and it's got this amazing grand entrance with marble mm-hmm. and glass, and it's right on the river. It's right next to a place called Rock Mountain Brewery.
Okay.
So it's a great place, great cool. location, great people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. I really liked what I saw, you know, through the little camera. So I'm looking forward to checking yeah. that out, you know, at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we have that art gallery in there, and that's always rotating based on what's going on. But we do sell the pieces, and, you know, 100% of it goes to the artists.
Oh, that's great.
I'm trying to just promote local development of art, mm-hmm. which Milwaukee does a great job of, but more people can help. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, something for me. I love getting a set of heavy debt lists and focusing on, you know, this painting in front of me and this interesting line. You know, I mean, it's just a different way to go.
Right. No, that's cool. Very, very, very cool. And, you know, more art is always a good thing. One of my favorite massage therapists in town, he and his wife do something very similar in their main kind of lobby area. And just they have a kind of a hangout room, and it's just covered in local art all the time. And it's fantastic. And I think it's great for the community. And it's fun to look at. So, hey, everybody wins.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, well, you know, and it's great because, like, yesterday this client came in, and I mean, we have some people that, you know, are really influential in the city and mm-hmm. really have helped the growth of French. And,
great.
We had this woman come by, and she's like, you know, would he be interested in painting our fence?
Huh.
And I'm like, I'm sure he would. Oh, you know, wow. It's like, so being able to even create new art, mm-hmm. I mean, based on the fact of just having these artists have their piece, it's a great way. I mean, this guy's going to be able to, you know, make a nice commission and, you know, work off, you know, live off of his art.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what we're doing, right?
Absolutely. You know what? It's very much kind of related. And it's been interesting to see, especially in the bodyweight community and just kind of unconventional training community, how many musicians and artists and writers and filmmakers and, you know, just very creative people are also, you know, involved in training. You know, it's not, you know, folks that you would usually suspect.
You know, it's interesting because what I took from it is I think that we none of us were totally conventional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And like Alex, you put him in a weight room mm-hmm. and meatheads are going to look at him and make fun of him. You put him in a, you know, you put him on a bar and mm-hmm. let him balance, and he's like the coolest person in the place.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just a different thing, and it's like mm-hmm. a way to express yourself because it's, you know, it's the connecting the body and the mind and, you know, creating like this like perfect line so you can balance.
Oh,
I mean, it's composition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's like Danny's always saying, we're the freaks and geeks of fitness, which when he says it is like 10,000 times more awesome, but we'll have to
yeah,
go
no,
into
no.
that. But
no,
you know what
no,
I'm talking
I,
about.
That's cool.
Yeah, totally. And it's great. All right. Now, you don't have to share this. I don't know if this is proprietary to you or not, but at some point we were all sitting around a table, I think over some burrito type lunch, and you shared a recipe, wild recipe for, it was like a bulletproof coffee variant with added protein and I don't even remember what else, and that's why I'm asking you. So as long as you don't mind sharing that publicly, I would be curious to hear it here, but, you know, if you want to keep it to yourself, I understand.
No. I would love to share it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, just to be clear right away, I do represent, you know, Bulletproof as an ambassador, and, mm-hmm. you know, I really believe in their product. But this is 100%, you know, something that I started doing mm-hmm. For myself. And basically I started doing the Bulletproof coffee, and I realized that I was more active than the average individual at 5 in the morning. And by the time 9, 10, 11 o'clock showed up, I've already worked out for like 5 hours between, you know, the clients and teaching classes and
right.
just moving around and, you know, here's this, how you do a pull-up, this, how you do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you, by the time you're working out yourself all day, I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
So, what I started doing is I started, looking at some, you know, other, you know, nutritional specialists and kind of like what they say. And I was trying to create like this perfect cocktail
mm-hmm.
of a bulletproof drink for myself, you know, something that was made me bulletproof.
Right.
And so I basically do a serving of coffee mm-hmm. and 2 tablespoons of hydrolyzed unflavored whey protein.
Mm-hmm.
I do 1 tablespoon of collagen,
mm-hmm.
1 tablespoon of coconut palm sugar.
Okay.
Which gives me a nice little glycemic bump, you know, right in the morning, since I'm like jumping on a treadmill at 5 a.m. It's like, you know, I need a little something to get me going, and I feel like it really made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it makes it taste great. I do a tablespoon of butter mm-hmm. and then a tablespoon of MCT oil.
Nice. Nice.
And I blend it up
mm-hmm.
and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, people, it's funny. My clients will text me, can you bring me a bulletproof coffee if they know I'm home? And I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. So then I ask him, I'm like, do you want the turmeric one or the regular one? And the regular one's the one. There's another one where I do all that stuff, but then I put a nice serving of turmeric right in my coffee, and I blend all that together. And it makes the coffee kind of yellow, which is very special for fall.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's got to be a really interesting experience, flavor-wise and color. I mean, do you taste it much?
The turmeric doesn't affect the flavor too much. I mean, coffee is a pretty bitter source, and then when you add that coconut palm sugar,
right.
you have almost like this dark chocolate effect where it's like a bitter sweet. So I mean, it really, you can, I mean, think about some of the coffee. I mean, think of some of the chocolate combinations that are out there. I mean, the things that they put in chocolate that, you know, you would be like, really? Does that taste? And you're like, oh yeah, that does taste really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Chocolate and lemon didn't sound like it was going to taste good to me.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had this like chocolate lemon truffle. I'm like, what is this?
No, that's great. Oh, I see.
Obviously, I'm not paleo. I'm just conscious about what I put in my body.
Yeah, I think we had that. We had that discussion at one point. You know, because we were talking about was the Warrior Bar and how much we like that from Onnit. And I'm kind of jealous. I wish they'd send me a box of those. They did send me a couple of them for a review, and I loved them, and I ate them, and they are so gone, and I need to order more. But but yeah, it's like, it's, and this was something, not a lot of people know this about me, but many years ago, I was ovo-lacto-vegetarian for 4 years, and then I was vegan for an entire year after that. I mean, this was a long time ago. And something that struck me then, and that still strikes me now, is how people derive an identity from how they eat. And it's like, whoa, please tell me you've got more going on than just what you do or do not eat. And I think with these food labels, sometimes it's, you know, it's a good thing to get past that and be like, well, you know, don't derive your identity from, oh, well, I'm paleo, or, oh, I'm vegan, or, oh, I'm, you know, this or that. And it's like, no, you're you, you're Adam, you're Adrian, you're Joe, you know, whatever it is. It's like, come on.
People just, you know, people just want to belong. I mean, look at society as a whole. We've become so separated by cubicles and, you know, offices and rooms and area, space.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we're limited constantly, and it's like, so we almost feel like we're disconnected from people, and so we want to belong. I mean, that's how gangs start, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, that's why CrossFit's so successful. That's
right.
Why, you know, that's people identify with it. They belong to something. It's, you know, it's for the jocks that miss football. It's for the you know, it's for the people who miss gym class and for the, you know, for just like, I mean, and beyond that, I mean, it's so many more things than that, but it's community. I mean, it's a great thing to be able to come together. I mean, people say that, you know, love is like the, you know, the world language, right? Like, it's like the same, you know, but it's like, obviously it's not the same, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Reality is like, we all need to be healthy and well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I think that because obviously we don't all love one another, you know, right. So it's like, we need to get better at, you know, taking care of ourselves and taking care of each other through that.
Yeah. I just never want to see people limit, you know, their self-identification just by what they're eating. But that's just me. You know, I think it's cool to belong. I mean, definitely, you know, like I think, you know, even though I'm sure you and I probably eat some different things, I feel real kinship with you because, you know, you're very conscious of what you eat. You know, we make decisions. We choose to eat something to better ourselves. We choose to work out, you know, to better ourselves. And then, you know, to me, that's a larger community that it's like, hey, let's get more people in on this. And you're definitely doing that at Drench. So looks good. And
yeah, we definitely try to encourage. You know, I mean, we try to just encourage people in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's doing great.
Well,
it's been an awesome 3 years.
Well, I, you know, for very selfish reasons, I want to ask you, how often does that guy bring the paleo food truck around? Because I am certainly interested in checking that out.
Oh, very, very, very often. Alan, over at the Urban Caveman, you guys check him out, Urban Caveman, MKE. Awesome. I mean, what he's doing, you know, here he is, he's working for the man, an analyst at a really big company, making a great salary, buys a truck, paints it red, and says, I'm making a paleo food truck because paleo changed my life.
Awesome.
You know, and it's like, you know, and here he is, and he's doing it. I mean, 8 months in, and he's rocking it. And he's, you know, he's much more than a food truck. You know, he's also doing prepared, fresh, delivered, all local, all organic, grass-fed, free-range, 100% amazing food, affordable. I mean, I do it. I get 10 meals a week. It's like $90 a week for me, and it gives me the, you know, convenience, and I know how good it is, and I know what's in it, and I know what, you know, he sticks to. It's amazing.
That's actually a really good deal, because I once added up what I spent on groceries, and I'm not going to share that here because it's embarrassing. But I would totally do 10 meals a week from him. That would be killer.
It's pretty great. He's hoping to expand and, you know, move and grow in another community. So.
Oh, that is great. Wow. Well, good for him. I followed him on Twitter. And I hope everyone else will look him up as well, because, you know, there's some cool stuff going on, and maybe we'll, you know, if you're in the Milwaukee area, definitely check out Drench Fitness and what was it, Urban Caveman?
Yeah, Urban Caveman. Yeah, I mean, you know, Visit Milwaukee is another great thing to follow. If anybody's near Milwaukee or, you know, thinking about moving to Milwaukee, I mean, I'm really an ambassador of Milwaukee. I really try to encourage people to, you know, move here because we have an amazing city, and there's an amazing downtown area, and it's really developing, and there's some great organizations like Visit Milwaukee and New Milwaukee that are really doing a lot. And we just had this Young Professionals Week here 2 weeks ago, and they asked me to do a motivational speech at the museum, which I did. Yeah, it was amazing, you know, and here I am, and like, people are just, you know, looking at me, and I'm on stage, and I'm, you know, I'm telling my story and about my life and, you know, motivation and success and happiness. And, and 3 days prior, I did a 50-person FMS bodyweight conditioning class in the middle of the city hall.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, it was incredible. It was absolutely amazing. Fox 6 had me on live for like 3 hours interviewing and like having me show workouts and all this stuff. And it's really, you know, it's an effort to show people that, you know, Milwaukee isn't just about beer and cheese, because that's a huge misconception. Yeah. You know, we have a lot going on. We have a beautiful beachfront and Lake Michigan is looks like an ocean if you squint.
You know, that's cool. I'm gonna have to try that. A friend of mine was saying that Milwaukee was really cool in the summertime, especially.
Yeah, it is. We have Summerfest, which is absolutely incredible. I mean, it's 2 weeks of the most amazing bands. It's the largest music festival in the world.
Whoa. All right. I'm gonna check that out. Cool.
Yeah, well, largest music festival. It's like $12 and you can see like 40 bands in a day. I mean, it's crazy.
Whoa.
I mean, there's like 12 stages and I mean, huge ones, you know, six big stages and and a bunch of little stages all over.
That's
I saw like LL Cool J, U6, and like a bunch of other things in the same day, and I didn't pay more than $12 for the whole.
That's very cool. Well, thank you so much for giving me like just so much of your time today. And I know that, you know, we're both super busy. It's amazing that we've been able to schedule as much as we have over the past few days. So I'm very grateful for that. And I want you to keep in touch with us. And we'll be checking in with you, of course, over time. And I know that there's going to be some more collaboration, you know, coming out of your gym and with, you know, RKC and PCC and Dragon Door in general. So keep your eye on Adam. He knows where the good food is too. So
thank you very much. And I appreciate it, Adrian. And, you know, if there's anybody in New York, we also have the PCC certification that I'm assisting in the end of June. If anybody in the New York area, you know, want to check it out.
It's going to be like a band with... without a band. So it'll be Al, Danny, you, and me. So I'm not sure how many spots are left at that particular location. I think there are a few. So if people want to go there and hang out with all of us and learn a lot of stuff and get a lot of help, then, you know, definitely go to dragondoor.com. I'll put the link below this.
I'm bringing bulletproof coffee. I'm bringing everything for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am so psyched.
I'm serious. I'm bringing like everything. I'm even bringing my blender. I'm bringing my Vitamix. So I'm like dead nuts on this. I'm like, all right, I'm bringing everything. I'm like, if I'm going to bring my A game, I need my A game juice.
That's funny. They're like, hey, who's that guy like squatting in the corner of the gym? And I don't mean with a barbell. I mean, like, he's like got a full kitchen setup he brought with him. What is this? They're like, oh, that's Adam. You should go try what he's got. Now that's going to be great. I look forward to that.
Well, cherry gold butter. I got everything. I'll bring everything.
All right. Well, now that I'm hungry, I'm really going to let you go. So have a great weekend, and we'll be checking in with you again. Thanks again, Adam.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Have a great rest of your weekend.